Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome to episode 511. Today, I wanted to talk about grace and extending grace to each other. I work with a mother and a daughter who have been having trouble getting along. And something interesting came up in a session recently, and that was the fact that both mother and child have been disappointed, hurt, or frustrated by the other person, and they both want to make things better, but yet they carry around this lasting wound from things the other person has said or done. And so it was interesting to speak with both of them because they think they're on opposite sides, right? The mother and the child think that they're on opposite sides battling over things. But what I tried to help them to understand is that they actually are on the same exact side. They're on the same team. They both actually want the same thing, which is they want a better relationship with each other. They want more peace. They want to get along better. And they both seem like they're both willing to contribute their efforts towards creating a better relationship with each other. But the one part that they were still stuck on is extending grace to the other person if the other person gets frustrated, loses their temper, yells, because this is a pattern that's been going on. And what I help them to understand, both of them, is that number one, they're on the same team and they have common goals. So they're not actually opposing each other. They want the same thing. And number two, they have to be not only willing to put their effort towards helping to create a more peaceful relationship, but they also have to extend grace to the other person. Because when we're trying to break patterns that have been in existence for a long time, it can be very hard. And it can be super easy to slip back into those old patterns, right? As soon as we let our guard down, stop focusing on it, stop paying attention, we can mindlessly slip back into those old patterns. And the same thing goes, imagine, for someone who wants to eat healthier, who wants to improve their diet. Maybe they used to mindlessly munch on a bag of chips sitting on the couch in front of the TV. And so now they've decided they want to try to eat better, but the chips don't really fit into the healthier lifestyle, munching mindlessly on a bag of chips. So what do they need to do? They need to look at the things. If a person wants to eat better, they have to look at the things that they're putting into their body that's not good for them. And then they also, and take some of that stuff out. And then they also have to look at what is good for them that they might need to put into their diet or put into their body. And so once they figure out that, which is a process of it in and of itself, figuring out what you need to change, then it's a matter of working to change it. And it takes a lot of effort to change unconscious patterns. And for the person who wants to improve their diet, they have to be very mindful and very aware of what they're putting in their mouth. And you could be really mindful for 7 days in a row and be very, very careful. And then maybe one day you had a long, busy, stressful day and you just want to kind of veg in front of the TV and check out and relax, try to relax for a little while. And then before you know it, if you let your guard down, before you know it, you find yourself sitting on the couch in front of the TV with a bag of chips in your lap, munching mindlessly. So it's easy to slip back into those old patterns. But it's not for that person who's trying to diet or eat better. I don't like the word diet, but for someone who's trying to eat better, it's not helpful for that person if they suddenly realize, look down and go, oh my gosh, I'm sitting on the couch, sticking my hand in a bag of chips. Oh my gosh, I can't do anything right. This is hopeless. I'm destined for failure. I'm just going to give up. That would not be the right response in that situation. The right response would be, well, look at this. I let my guard down. I went back to my mindless, unconscious ways. Now I have to close the bag of chips and either put them away or throw them in the trash to keep them away from me. I need to get back on track and I need to be more careful and more mindful about what I'm putting in my body. So just the same way the person who's trying to eat healthier needs to extend grace when they make mistakes, when we are trying to make improvements in our relationship with our children and then with us, we need to extend grace to them when they make a mistake and mess up and slip into their unconscious patterns. And we need to extend grace to ourselves when we mess up and slip into our unconscious patterns. It really is hard and it takes a lot of work to make any kind of change. But if you just throw your hands up in the air the first time you or the other person messes up, it's not going to get you anywhere. So that's kind of the message that I wanted to share with you today. I really think it's important that when we don't like the way things are in our relationship with our child, that we figure out what it is that we don't want to continue, figure out what it looks like, what we would like it to look like, what kind of changes we would like to see happen, figure out how that those changes can come about, talk with our child. If we can get in agreement that neither one of us like how things are going, and recognize and agree that we both want things to be better, then it's a process of figuring out what steps need to be taken by each person in order to make that relationship better. And really working together, extending grace to each other and to ourselves, celebrating the small accomplishments and the achievements and the progress, and being ready to get back on track when we find that we've drifted off track. That's really the secret ingredients to creating lasting change in our relationship with our children. And it can be a little bit difficult to do that on your own. And if you want help with it, I would love to help you with it. I love, 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 love helping parents and kids develop healthier, more connected relationships. It brings me so much joy in life. So listen to this episode, take the ideas out of it, see if you can implement them in your home. And if you get stuck or you need help, please reach out to me. I'm here to help you. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you create a wonderful, peaceful day for yourself.
That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.